Blog Talk Radio.
Boom. Afternoon, Sign Guy and QT with you like usual, and we're going to continue on with Super Fan Month here in one moment. But if you're looking for some wrestling today, you're in luck. There's a few shows out there. If you're in our area, Mid-Valley Pro Wrestling happening in Kaiser, Oregon. You also have Blue Collar Wrestling at the North Portland Eagles like usual, and CPW happening tonight in Marysville, Washington at the skate rink. Brand new home for that company. So find yourself a show near you. Get out there, support independent pro wrestling. And without further ado, I want to welcome our guest on the show today as we continue Super Fan Month. Well known to the wrestlers and the other fans in the Pacific Northwest for sure. Josh James, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for letting me be on the podcast. This is exciting. Thank you, guys. I'm excited.
Well, I am excited to have you on, as a matter of fact. And to start things, we're going to give you a little bit of a spin on our traditional first-timers question, since it's your first time with us. What got you interested in professional wrestling?
Oh, that's it's funny you say that, because I was 2 years old when I was when I started watching wrestling. My whole entire family was into it, so I was pretty much like kind of doomed to watch wrestling. I remember it was like Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3. Back in the VHS days, and I was watching it, and I got hooked right away.
Now, professional wrestling, of course, in our area, it means not only independent companies, and there's several independent companies all over the Northwest, but it means also traditionally we were a territory under Don Owen. And later, Sandy Barr took that over. Dean Silverstone had a company up here in the late 70s, early 80s. So the history of wrestling goes back quite some time. Do you find yourself sort of being a fan of the history of professional wrestling up here in the Northwest?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I first moved here in Oregon, I never heard of Portland Wrestling until I caught a glimpse of it on TV one time. Then I looked it up, and I got to know the history of Pacific Northwest. And knowing that there was a lot of famous names that were in Portland Wrestling back in the Don Owen days, I mean, it blew my mind. And I became a fan of Portland Wrestling immediately, and then just I love the history, I love the background for it. I mean, it's really, really cool. And I've been to a few Portland Wrestling shows back in like 2004 to 2005, and that I became a fan immediately. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the history.
Now, something that you're known for not only amongst the other fans, but also pretty much anyone that works in the industry up here in the Northwest, is the OWO. That's become a pretty big phenomenon over the last few years. Do you want to tell the fans listening today that may not be familiar what exactly the OWO is and how it came to be?
Oh, okay, yeah. OWO was actually just a little thing I wanted to do on YouTube for a while. It was I wanted to do my own YouTube show that had to do with something with wrestling. And OWO was the first thing that popped into my head. And At first, I didn't know what OWO stood for because I kept trying to think of initials. And then my best friend, Chris Helix, came up with the idea. He's like, call it Oregon Wrestling Observer. And immediately, I was like, right there, it's just like, I love the name. And in the beginning, I used to be called OWO Fan 19 because I was 19 when I started YouTube. But now, as I'm older, I got rid of the 19 and just decided to call it OWO. And what I do on the show is, like, I love to go to the wrestling events. I love to interview wrestlers. I love to, like, you know, get to know them and interview them, promote their companies. And it's just one of the most funnest things I've ever done in my life. And just knowing that people really like my show and all that kind of stuff, it's like a boy's dream has come true. I mean, growing up, I wanted to be a wrestler. But even for me now as an adult, I know that can never happen. But I'm having more fun doing a YouTube show than I ever probably think I would ever be a wrestler.
Now, when a lot of wrestling fans that are not from the Northwest here, Observer, they're going to think instantly of the Wrestling Observer ran by Dave Meltzer. Have you ever had the chance to meet Dave Meltzer and talk a little bit about his Observer versus your Oregon Wrestling Observer?
No, I've never got to meet Dave Meltzer, but I hope one day I get to meet him. I would love to talk to him. I'd love to have him on the show and just not just to interview him, but just talk to him. That's one thing I hope one day I get to do.
Well, he's fairly nice guy. I've met him a few times. One of the things in professional wrestling that's been popular with a lot of fans, and they're seemingly a little more prevalent this time of year, especially when companies do outdoor shows you usually see them pop up, is the Battle Royal. Battle Royals have been around for decades and decades. Are you a big fan of the Battle Royal match?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I always like to try to guess who's going to win. One thing I love about Battle Royals. I don't have a typical favorite Battle Royal, but I love the matches. I love the Battle Royals. Sorry to interrupt.
One of the other things that is popular amongst some fans don't like it at all, and it's the same on the other side of the curtain with the people involved in the industry, is hardcore wrestling. Some companies stay away from it completely. Some people are exclusively hardcore, it seems. What's your opinion on hardcore wrestling as it relates to the year 2018?
I like a little bit of hardcore wrestling, but sometimes if it gets, like, too violent, then maybe you should, I get why they stay away from it. I completely get why. But sometimes I like a little bit of hardcore wrestling, so I have no problem with it. I actually do enjoy seeing a little bit of hardcore matches, seeing, like, wrestlers fight around the building or go fight outside. Those were sometimes, like, the most exciting matches that I've ever been to. But I get why they don't do that much hardcore matches. I remember the hardcore title very well. I know that's really loved by a lot of wrestling fans, and especially for me too. I love the hardcore title, but maybe once in a while have a hardcore match would be great, but not do it too often.
One of the aspects of hardcore wrestling that tends to be controversial in this day and age, especially, is it usually allows for more blood flow. You see a lot more blood in the hardcore matches than you do your standard matches, just because of its nature. A lot of wrestlers are not a fan of blood in the ring. A lot of the commissions have strict rules on it. It's been much more controversial in the last 5 to 10 years than it ever was before. Do you see a place in wrestling for blood during matches, or do you think that that's something that maybe is past the business by at this point?
Part of me thinks, like, if there's, like, blood in the match, sometimes I think that's the more exciting, because you know this match is, like, getting serious. And also you see a lot of people fighting each other, and then it gets brutal. But bleeding, yeah, I don't know about that. Like, I still remember one time I saw, like, when Eddie Guerrero got hit by the chair and then he bladed himself. But when I saw that, it's even hard to watch this day, because, like, how hard he got hit with the chair and just how much blood he almost lost. Like, it's just like, for me, maybe bleeding once in a while, like, same with goes to hardcore matches. Maybe bleeding is okay for a little bit, but not a lot, not like too much. Maybe like once a year, or maybe once in a while, people will bleed. I mean, I think that's okay. I mean, like, I think it's just because now the era that we're living in is that the era that we grew up with, that was back then. And I know a lot of fans want blood and hardcore matches like they used to be back in the day. But what they don't realize is, like, I feel like if they do those matches, there's going to be criticism anyways, because there's going to be, like, fans saying that, oh, you're just trying to relive the glory days, even though those are the fans that complain that they want those type of matches back. So, in my opinion, it probably would work once in a while. But that's just me.
Fair enough. Well, we have a game we play on this show. I think you're a perfect candidate to play this. We call it Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk. I'll ask you a series of two options, and the one that you personally prefer is the correct answer. Are you prepared for a round of Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Steel cage or battle royal?
Steel cage.
Dave Meltzer or Brian Alvarez?
I know Dave Meltzer gets praised a lot. I don't hear a lot of fans talk about the other guy.
All right. Pin or submission?
Can you say that one more time?
Pinfall or submission?
Oh, I gotta go with submission.
Water or lemonade?
Water.
Garfield or Scooby-Doo?
Oh, they're both my favorites. Scooby-Doo.
Jazz or classic rock?
I like both music, but I gotta go with classic rock.
Don Owen or Sandy Barr?
Did you say Don Owens?
Yes.
I gotta go with Don Owens.
Moonsault or dropkick?
Moonsault is kind of risky, because there's been a couple times that I've seen a lot of people try to do moonsaults and they end up injured. Same with suplexes, but I got to go with a suplex.
Tights or trunks? All right. Well, that concludes Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk. And it looks like we have a person calling in to ask a question. Perhaps let's bring them on. Do we have the caller on the line from the 503?
Yes, you do. This is Kevin from the Brandt Dynasty.
Kevin Brandt. Well, Mr. Brandt, had you something to say to Josh James today?
Well, I like Josh James. But one thing I'm going to say is you guys were talking about the hardcore stuff. I think back when ECW was doing it, it was almost every show. So after a while, you get you just kind of get phased out from it. It doesn't bother you as much. But I think, like he said, if you do it maybe once every 6 months, once every year, give the fans something to look forward. I like that idea better. I just think that hardcore every time is just a little too much.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's like, I just feel like if you do it every single show, it's going to get stale. It'll get boring.
Yeah, exactly. And, but when you're having a match, you don't expect it to happen, and it does. That's exciting too. So,
oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to call and tell Josh that come on down, check out the Brandt Dynasty one of these days. I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I'm sorry I haven't that much. It's just been really busy with work.
Yeah, I know that feeling. But in January, I'll be retired and spend more time doing what I enjoy, and that's the sport of wrestling. As long as Sign Guy is not around, I'll be fine.
Out.
Well, Josh, do you have anything to say to Mr. Brandt?
Well, I agree, like what he says, and I'm glad he agrees with me about that. But also, just showing that he's going to be retiring in January, I'm going to try to show up. I will try. I make no promises.
Well, I'm retiring. I'm retiring from work. I'm not retiring. I'm not retiring from wrestling.
I know that. I knew what you meant.
I know. Well, you're going to have to show up anyway. I mean, I haven't seen you any shows. BCW, DOA, NWWA. I haven't been around.
I know. I'm sorry, Kevin.
You're supposed to be a super fan. I haven't seen shit from you.
It's just work, and that's the problem. It's just like, but I'm trying my best to show.
I understand. I understand completely. I just get tired of seeing Sign Guy all the time. That's all. So.
That's because I keep you on the straight and narrow.
That's the problem. You know that, like my saying is, you can boo us or cheer us. You're never ever going to forget us. And today is a big show with I Am Funny Bone at BCW, people. He's back, and it's going to be a hell of a show. So if anybody from the Portland area is listening, or Salem or anything, come on out. Check it out. Should be fun. Plenty of adult beverages, food, and air conditioning. So don't let that stop you. Are you going to be there today, Sign Guy?
I have a booking elsewhere, so I won't be there this week, but I'm sure T-Rex and Aaron Thomas will be officiating with one eye on you.
They better have both
eyes
on
me. Well, at least,
Kevin,
you don't have to worry about them.
No, I never worry about them anyway. I just grab that little beard of his and throw him to the side.
That's illegal.
No, you don't see it because you won't say anything. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm just going to let you go because I just wanted to say hi to Josh, make sure he comes to the show sometime. It's nice having a super fan that enjoys all the promotions, and that's what everybody should be doing, going out, supporting independent wrestling, and having a great time. So, anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get off here. I got to get ready for tonight. Hope to see everybody there, and you guys take care.
All right, Kevin Brown. I will see you next week. Keep that in mind.
And maybe I'll take the week off. Talk to you later.
All right, take care, Kevin. Love you, my friend.
Well, Josh, Kevin Brandt was mentioning all the promotions, and you seem to have made your way around the bulk of the promotions in the Northwest, up in Washington, of course, most of the ones there in Oregon. We've seen a lot of professional wrestling, and wrestling right now in our region seems to be doing very, very well. You have a lot lot of promotions that are drawing big-time money. Washington has really exploded in the last 6 months. Oregon is red hot right now. Idaho has broadcast television statewide. Have you ever seen any other time in wrestling since you've been following it here in the Northwest where it seems like wrestling has been on this big of a roll?
Oh, geez. I mean, I haven't seen how big independent wrestling has gone. I mean, I remember when I was I started going to shows, it was kind of like, you know, small. It was starting to get like, you know, like a little, like it still had an audience. Sorry, that's my dog. It still had an audience, but they were small audience, which didn't bug me at all. I was just having a blast. And, but then I don't know when the years came up, it was starting to grow and it was growing. And it was like, holy crap. I remember when I was going to like WCWC and the shows were a little bit small, but now they're grown, they're on television and it's just like, it's amazing. And, especially with DOA, I had a lot of fun at DOA Pro Wrestling, especially when Dr. Cleveland would show up. He was like, I always had fun calling him a nurse and all that kind of stuff, just seeing how much, you know, the fans started growing. And I just went to Washington last year for Northwest Pro, and I had such a blast there. The wrestlers were great. They were so nice. And same with the fans. They were really nice, and it's just – it's crazy how big Pacific Northwest has gone. I mean, like, I feel like it kind of died down. 2000s kind of started, but that's just me. But then out of nowhere, it started to grow again, and that's amazing.
As someone that has been to so many shows across so many promotions in the area, do you have a particular favorite venue where you've gone to watch wrestling?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've been to so many. But if I had to be really honest, my favorite one that I went to was when I went to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada for ECCW.
Now, up there, of course, kind of a similar situation as the lower 48 states here in the Northwest. Wrestling's really exploded up in BC. There's a lot of promotions all doing very well. Do you follow what's happening in BC down in Oregon, be it like the internet or newsletters, what have you?
I do. I even though I don't go to the shows or anything, I still keep going. I still keep update what's going on. I look up like what's going on at Vancouver Island Pro Wrestling. I look up what's going on with ECCW, All Star Wrestling, PWA, and I look up like what's going on with wrestling in general. It's just like I loved going up to ECCW. It was the longest trip I've ever been to, and I went with my two close friends who are still on my channel to this day, my best friends, Chris Helix and JT. We went up there to Canada, Vancouver. It was just so much fun. I got to see Scotty, Nicole Matthews, the weirdo hero, Ravenous Randy, and such a blast. I hope to go back again. But I also want to go to the other companies in BC someday.
Now, wrestling has been a visual sport since it started here. There's not only the actual wrestling part of it, but overall presentation is what attracts a lot of the fans, be it the way that the venue looks or the ring looks. But one of the more important things as far as the competitors is their wrestling gear. A lot of people take a lot of pride in having very professional looking gear and being able to stand out and be a little more colorful than the other people in the business. Do you have a particular favorite gear of anyone that you've seen over the years?
Yeah, I do. I remember when I first, I have a couple actually. One is Meat from Blue Collar Wrestling. I remember when I met him, he was always wearing pantyhose on his head. he still wears the same gear, but also where he changes his style now. And now he's painting his face, and he just looks like a guy who escaped with Big V at the mental hospital. And now he just says is meat. And I laugh every time I get to meet him or get him on the show, interview him. But another one I liked is the weirdo hero, Ravenous Randy. He changes his look completely different. And I laugh every time I see it. But at the same time, I'm so entertained by it. It's like, I love the look of his wrestling gear. I love what he's done to his hair. And also, he kind of paints his face a little bit. But I just really like the look.
Now, you mentioned the mental hospital where Big V's often found. He gets the weekend passes in order to go to blue collar wrestling. But someone that has been associated with Big Vicious for many, many years, someone that has seemingly disappeared over the last several months, the one-time blue-collar wrestling YouTube champion, and that, of course, is Bob. Do you have any idea on what has become of Bob? We've not seen him with Big Vicious in quite some time.
That's the one thing I miss, is I miss seeing Bob. I hope Bob's not retired. I hope he comes back. I really want to see Bob come back. He was one of my favorites. I love that monkey. He was really cool. Crazy, yes, he is, but he was always my favorite. I just hope that he's not staying away from wrestling because he's done, he's retired, or hanging up the boots or anything. I just hope that's not the case. Bob was always my favorite.
I would concur with that. Well, at this point in time, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure he has a few questions as well. So, Thez, help you as I pass things over to QT.
Okay.
Thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Josh, I'd like to expand on Sign Guy's Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Are you ready for an expanded version of this? Oh, okay. And once again, may I remind our listeners that this is a choice between two subject matters, kind of like when you're on a psychiatrist's couch and you have to make a rapid decision. Here we go.
Yeah.
Russian leg sweep or inside cradle?
Oh, that's a tough one. Russian leg sweep.
Okay. Drop toe hold or senton powerbomb?
Senton bombs are cool, but sometimes could be really dangerous. I haven't seen much of the other move, to be honest.
Okay.
So,
You're going to go with the powerbomb? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Black Sabbath's Into the Void or Mama, We're All Crazy Now by Slade?
Ooh, both good songs. Oh, geez, that's a tough one. Can you repeat them again, please?
Okay. Into the Void by Black Sabbath or Mama, We're All Crazy Now by Slade?
I gotta go with Black Sabbath.
Okay. All right. Jeremy Borash or Jesse Ventura?
Jesse Ventura, all the way.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a much more rapid answer. Okay. Clint Eastwood's Sudden Impact or Charles Bronson's Death Wish?
I've never seen any of them.
Oh, boy, that's that certainly dates me. Well,
Don't get me wrong. I've seen Clint Eastwood's videos, movies, and I just never seen those ones.
You've never seen Sudden Impact? Okay. No, I
haven't.
And no Death Wish by Charles Bronson?
No, unfortunately. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay, no problem. Well, Roman Reigns or Samoa Joe?
This might be controversial to everybody, but I got to go with Roman.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't get me wrong. I like Samoa Joe, but I just got to go with Roman.
Wow. Okay. Any particular standout reason?
I think the reasons why is just because, like, even though Roman Reigns is not a heel and all that kind of stuff, I think he's done very well since his first start in the push. He's doing a lot better than he did in the beginning. Now, I'm guilty as charged about this. I used to be like one of those internet fans who would complain about something like that. But I'm not anymore, and I get, you know, what they're trying to do in the WWE. And I love Samoa Joe. Don't get me wrong. He's one of my favorites. It's just that I just have a feeling that he's just – WWE is just not doing him justice like he did in Impact, TNA, whatever you want to call it. Roman has done more than Joe has, to be honest.
Wow.
And that's
okay.
That's just my opinion.
Ah, okay. All right. How about Laura Partridge or Wednesday Adams?
I don't know any of those. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, now, Laura Partridge belonged to a Partridge family, one of the seminal rock groups of the 1970s. Yes. Laura Partridge.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get back into the whole music back in the day. My friend Chris Helix, he's a better guy who knows about music like that back in the day, so he knows more music about that than me. I'm just starting to get back into it again.
Well, okay. Well, you'll have to ask him about Laura Partridge. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Now, speaking of which, I'm going to segue here. How do you, if you could travel back in time, how do you think Samoa Joe would have matched up against the beach bum Don Morocco?
If I could go back in time, Don Morocco is a magnificent, well, no pun intended, a great wrestler, a magnificent wrestler. So is Samoa Joe. So if I had to go back in time, well, if I had to go back in time, I would tell WWE to sign Joe immediately, but that would be me. But also at the same time, if I had to go back in time, I would ask WWE to put the belt on Morocco because he was an awesome heel back in the day.
That's true. Yes. And during one match, Don Morocco ate a meatball sandwich fed to him by Captain Lou Albano. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. And your last one for Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Apu of the Quickie Mart worker on The Simpsons, or South Park's PC principal?
I got to go with Simpsons.
Oh, okay. Apu. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to go with Apu. Reasons is because I grew up with The Simpsons, and back then I wasn't even allowed to watch South Park, so I didn't grow up with it like a lot of people did.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, have you seen recent episodes of PC Principal?
Yes, I have.
In your
and
opinion?
I think he's crazy, but funny, but crazy.
Okay, in your opinion, does PC Principal bear a striking resemblance to Kevin Brandt?
I never thought of that, to be honest, until now. I never thought of that. I never thought
right.
of that. Now I'm going to have a different look of him now.
Oh, yes.
I'm just going to wait for Jim Cornette to show up and punch him.
Oh, Jim Cornette, one of the best managers in the history of wrestling. Jim Cornette, yes.
Yes, one of my favorites. One of my favorites.
Wow, all right, okay. Well, Josh, at the start of your OWO videos, you are in a hallway with a whole bunch of photographs. Is this Aggression Armory near the Columbia River, near the Oregon-Washington border?
I'm in a room of photographs?
Huge amount of photographs on the wall, yes. I think it was the site of an armory at one time. The Oregon State Armory.
Well, I do have a lot of posters on my wall, so that's the one thing I'm thinking that you're talking about.
No, this looks like a shrine, a converted Shriners building. Kind of like a Shriners. There was several wrestling events that were held near the Columbia River on the Oregon-Washington border, on the Oregon side, next to those big hotels. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to remember. I haven't watched any of the old videos for a while.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm trying to remember. I know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to remember. It's been so long.
Where that hallway was? Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I'm trying to remember where it was. Oh. Oh, now it's going to bug me now. Oh, geez.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm trying to remember. Well, oh, my God.
I think this. You can see a picture of this hallway in your YouTube video, episode number 143.
143, okay. Hang on. Let me take a look. Because I think I remember. Hang on.
In the first, like, second.
Okay.
I know where, I know precisely where you can see it. Episode 143 at the 17-second mark. Huge amount of photographs on the wall. 17-second mark.
17-second mark, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a look. I'm sorry if I'm taking too long, because it's bugging me now. I'm trying to remember. I just done so many videos. I'm just trying to remember.
That's fine.
Sorry, that's my dog. That's my dog. Sorry.
No problem. No problem.
Oh, you mean 143, right?
Yes, at the 17-second mark. Huge amount of photographs. 17 seconds. You are kneeling before a lovely lady.
Oh, that's Casey Spinelli.
Yes.
At a DOA wrestling event. That's a DOA wrestling event. That's Casey Spinelli. I remember I was doing an interview with her. By the way, Casey Spinelli, she's definitely one of my all-time favorites. I love her so much. And she made a joke after when I was putting down a championship belt that I had, put it on the ground, and she thought I was going to probably try to propose and all that kind of stuff. So I did the joke and went on my knee to ask her to marry me.
In fact, did you have a cubic zirconium ring in your back pocket? Cubic zirconium.
I did tell her, like, does a wrestling ring count? Because I don't have a ring.
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize it. It is a pretty dark photograph, though. Pretty dark.
Yeah, I know. It was the camera that I had back then. As I look at the picture now, it's just like, oh, geez. The camera I had back then, I thought it was great camera work. But also, it was a really dark room, too, where the DOA event was at. It was at the Moose Lodge, I believe.
Ah, the Moose Lodge. Okay. Yes. That would explain the huge amount of years and photographs of past Moose members. Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, by the way, Casey, if you're listening to this, that marriage proposal is still available if you're interested.
Whoa, wait a second. I think Sign Guy is a licensed minister for weddings. Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Confirmed, I am. I would be happy to perform the ceremony.
Awesome. Just make sure Cleveland's not around.
If he objects, he objects. Nothing I can do then.
I know.
Wow.
It's just like Casey Spinelli. She's one of my all-time favorites. That was my first time meeting her and seeing her, but I've been friends with her on Facebook, oh god, for like 4 or 5 years, and that was my actual first time getting to meet her, and I was just so excited just to see her.
Oh wow! All right, okay. Oh well, that's it. That's well, okay. All right. Well, Josh, today at the North Portland Eagles, we have the Gresham Saver, Buddy Highway, going up against the Brandt Dynasty's Kodiak Jack. Can you give us your projected winner and the strengths of both wrestlers that each one will have to overcome to win? Kodiak Jack and Buddy Highway.
In my opinion, I got to go with Buddy Highway to win because I know he's a smart guy and a smart wrestler. And also just he's a tough guy in real life. I mean, just the other guy would have to figure out a way to play mind games with Buddy Highway to win. But I know Buddy Highway's a smart guy and I know he'll win.
I don't know if Kodiak Jack is such a master as of yet of the mind games. He's much more of a down-to-earth business type person. Yeah, you might have.
I know, but that's the thing. That's the thing. I feel like he has to do something like that, like a down-to-earth kind of thing to play mind games with the guy. Because usually sometimes those kind of mind games help. I know that for sure.
Wow, all right. And Buddy Highway, due to his powerlifting regimen that he has now undertaken for the past 2 years, he may have the leg strength and the balance due to all the squats that he does. Leg strength, yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, all right. Very good. All right. Well, Josh, in another intriguing matchup, you have the Goblin going up against Mr. Sexy Pants, Paul Preston. Who do you think will be the winner there?
Mr. Sexy Pants.
Yes.
Oh, that's I got not Mr. Sexy Pants. I know he's not going to win.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to put your for the Goblin. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Josh, in your opinion, does the Goblin look like a blue meanie on the Beatles' Yellow Submarine album cover? Would you say there's a resemblance?
Yeah, he does. And that's the one thing is, like, I'm a big fan of the Blue Meanie, too. And I believe he does.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, Josh, the Natural Born Outlaw Lone Star today at Blue Collar Wrestling will be taking on the Ticking Time Bomb, Tommy Celsius. Who do you see as a winner in this match?
Oh, that's a tough one. They're both my favorites. Oh, no. Oh, geez.
Oh.
I love both of them. They're both my favorites. Ah, geez. I got to go with Tommy.
Whoa, Tommy. Okay. All right. I mean, we're Lone Star. Wow. Will it be a win by disqualification, though? That's a main question.
No, I don't think so, because I know I think Tommy's a smart guy. He'll figure out a way to win. I don't think it'll be a disqualification, though.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, Josh, I saw another one of your OWO videos. One was not episode 143 with Casey Spinelli. Rather, it was episode 184 where you put face paint on in the mode of Big D and me. And you were much more successful on the Big V try. In fact, your Big V effort bore a striking resemblance to the bass player of Kiss, Gene Simmons. I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. Trying to do Meat's face paint was hard to do because he has so many different styles of face paint. I tried to make it look like how his looked, but I screwed up. So I just did that just because I wanted to make a fun video just to do something that you never usually would see me do.
Now, did Meat get back to you and critique your this video, episode 184? Did Meat see this?
Meat didn't get mad. He was just like, he understands. He was just like, he was just pretty much like just saying like, it's okay, I have different types of styles, pretty much.
Okay, all right. Now, speaking of Gene Simmons and the face paint that did look like Big V, what KISS entrance song should Buddy Highway adopt for a one-in-a-time trial run for the week of before Thanksgiving at Blue Collar Wrestling? Should he go with Detroit Rock City, Cold Gin, or God of Thunder?
God of Thunder.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there any chance that you can talk to Kevin Brandt and get this one-time entrance deal for him, God of Thunder? Could you talk to Kevin Brandt about this?
No, I haven't talked to him about that at all. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Oh, well, it's a suggestion.
But suggestion. I can talk to him, maybe, if he...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Josh, I also, now it's been well established that I did see your OWO episode 143, and you were on a couch. You had Mr. Bones and Chris Felix. Now, you were waiting for the WWE pay-per-view on TV. What year was this?
2000 and I believe it was 2015. No, 16.
Oh, okay.
It was 2016. It was 2016.
Okay. Pretty recently. Okay. Now, did you yourself expect to see blood in the last man standing match? Were you expecting that?
No, not at all. No, not at all. It's just, it caught me by surprise because it's WWE. They usually don't allow blood that much anymore like they used to back in the day. But when I saw it, it caught me by surprise. I was just like, holy crap, there's blood. Because now they're in the PG era and all that kind of stuff. And that's what I mentioned. Is like, I think once in a while seeing blood on TV or in general at a wrestling event, once in a while, like once every 6 months or a year, that'd be great. It wouldn't bug me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, during this episode number 143, it looked like Mr. Bones had a liter of Dr. Pepper, but he wasn't drinking any, Mr. Bones.
Yeah, that's the one thing that Mr. Bones does is that sometimes he'll drink his Dr. Pepper, but sometimes he'll, when he's distracted on something, he'll just put it down and just keep it full sometimes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mr. Bones is here at my place right now. We're getting ready to – we're going to watch SummerSlam tonight.
Wow. Ask Mr. Bones if he has ever used a liter of Dr. Pepper as a foreign object. Can you ask him that?
Actually, hang on. I can put you on speaker. Here he is right here.
Dude, I'm Isaac Clark.
No. Wow, that would be very good.
They want to know, like, if you use that. Have you ever used a Dr. Pepper as a foreign object, like as a weapon?
Yes.
Yes, hey.
Yes, I have used a Dr. Pepper as a foreign object.
This is huge. Mr. Bones, I did video analysis of this OWO episode 143. Is it true that in cold status, without flexing or warming up, your arms measure 18 inches, 18-inch arms?
They want to know if your arms are that tall, like Slender Man.
No.
Oh, okay. I think I have to upgrade my computer then. Okay, no problem. All right. Well, Mr. Bone, what did you think of the Social Outcast members Heath Slater and Bo Dallas? It seems Heath was sporting some expensive Ray-Bans. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Josh, were you there two summers ago in Woodland, Oregon, at the Woodland Pro Wrestling card at the Fat Moose Tavern when Exile went up against Kellen Rayeth in the main event?
Where?
At the Fat Moose Tavern in Woodland, Washington.
No, unfortunately, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Was Mr. Bones there?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Hmm. What high school did Mr. Bones go to?
Mr. Bones, they wouldn't know what high school you went to.
Corvallis High. Let's see here. Corvallis High, Crescent Valley High, Douglas High School High.
He's not making this up. This is actually true.
And that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Mr. Bones, did you have to ride a special bus to school? I know that's kind of personal. But did you have to ride a special bus? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. Well, Josh, did you ever have a chance to meet and greet Roddy Piper as he was filming Portland Wrestling Uncut about 7 or 8 years ago?
No, unfortunately, I really wanted to go. I bought a ticket one time for Portland Wrestling Uncut, but then I don't know where the show was canceled. But I did get to meet Piper once, and I got to tell you, he was like the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. If you want to talk about like a sweetheart, he was one of them. He was like extremely nice to me. I think I was like maybe like 15 or 14 when I met Piper.
Oh, wow. That's okay. That's good. I didn't really get to meet the man at Portland Wrestling Uncut. I was there and I held up a sign. And he stopped in his tracks, looked at the sign, and got a smile on his face. So that was one of the best memories of wrestling I have, or at least top five in my career.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can
When the whole Portland wrestling days back in, like, 2004 or 2005. You remember Portland wrestling back then?
Oh, yes. A little bit.
That's where I met him. That's where I got to meet him.
Oh, okay.
All right. I got to meet him again when Portland Wrestling did a show at the Vancouver Stadium, the baseball stadium.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Well, Josh, can you
never
ask
got a
Mr.
picture with him?
Oh, you did? Was it autographed?
Yeah.
Wow, nice. Very nice. Oh, okay. Oh. Well, Josh, can you ask Mr. Bones if one of his favorite hardcore wrestling match moments involved Dean Ambrose and an electric saw?
Johnny Boy, Mr. Bones, they want to ask you about your favorite hardcore match was like with Dean Ambrose and that saw on his head.
Oh, yeah. The CZW.
Yeah, ZZW.
Yeah, I loved that match. It was pretty interesting. Including the fact that the saw.
And actually, the funny thing is, that's his first time actually seeing Dean Ambrose for the first time. He's never heard of him until he saw that match.
Wow. Wow, what an introduction. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, how did you get the large American flag that appears in the basement on episode 143, the flag right below your ceiling fan?
That belonged to my dad.
Oh, okay.
And my dad was in the Vietnam War, and I got that from him.
Wow, okay, all right. Very, very nice. Okay. Well, Josh, are you a big fan of Sign Guy's YouTube videos, Sign of the Times, of which some of them have been filmed on site at La Problemita's in Bremerton, Washington? Are you a big fan of his videos?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
I've watched a few like episodes when I first heard of Sign Guy back then. Then I don't know where I add him on Facebook, and then I think I added him on Facebook back. Jeez, I think it was 2016 or 15. I don't remember. I don't remember when I went. I think I went to BCW 4 years ago, I think. And then I got to meet him. Then I got to add him on Facebook. And then he started uploading videos on his page. And then I looked it up, watched a few episodes, and then I subscribed to him. It was during the whole
Attitude.
The
yes.
Yeah, and the Internet Championship belt, I believe, that they had on his channel. Bob held the longest.
Oh, okay. Okay. So your 24/7 intergender YouTube video championships were your favorite Sign Guy videos, where you held that 24/7
belt?
Yes,
because they were really funny. I enjoyed it. I even enjoyed seeing, like, even Bob winning the belt and then how he lost it. I thought it was funny, but then it's just they were fun to watch. And then I don't know, I watched some of his other videos. I remember him. I don't remember who he was with, but they were showing like wrestling pictures, and they showed a woman wrestler holding, like, I think the NWA Women's Championship belt, and the belt was extremely huge.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what video that was. I'm trying to remember what that was. But,
that would have been Casey Carlisle on the NWA Women's World Title.
Yeah, that one.
That thing's as big as a hubcap.
It was huge. I don't get why they had that type of big belt for a women's belt, but hey, I'm not judging. I like the belt, though.
All right. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy, who I believe lost the 24/7 belt to Gregor Petrov and then won it back again. I'm not sure about that. Okay. Back to you, Sign Guy.
That's actually confirmed that happened. Now, we have a few minutes left, Josh, so I want to give you ample time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you'd want, social medias, any shows you'll be at, your favorite ice cream shop, anything at all, floor is all yours.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Also to everybody, even you, Sign Guy, and everybody at Turnbuckle, thank you guys for letting me be part of the podcast. I had so much fun. And also, if you want to find me on YouTube, go look up Orchid Wrestling Observer. I have a YouTube channel. I actually have three, but the main channel is Orchid Wrestling Observer. Since you mentioned, like, Mr. Bones a couple of times, he's got a YouTube channel, too. It's called Mr. Bones. And he just does random skits on his YouTube channel. And we do reviews on his channel, my channel, same with my buddy Chris Helix has a YouTube channel, same with my longtime friend JT, whose YouTube channel name is Plarby, and my all the way from the UK, my friend Richard, he has a YouTube channel called OWO UK. And also, by the way, the OWO logo was drawn by my friend Kyle Ashba. He's a great artist. Thank you so much, brother, for making the logo. I really do appreciate it. And if you guys are in Portland or anywhere, you should go watch BCW tonight. It's at the North Portland Eagles Lodge.
Absolutely. Going to be a big show there tonight. And if you're up closer to me, Marysville, Washington, the brand new home for CPW. So come check us out. I will be there. Dimitri, I'm sure, will be there as well. QB might even be in the house. So, find yourself a local show wherever it might be. Support independent pro wrestling. Josh, it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us, and hopefully we'll see you again down the road pretty soon.
Thank you guys so much, and I will be back going to wrestling shows again. That is a promise.
Well, thank you, Josh.
Fans, we'll be back with you next week, next Friday, 2 huge hours. We have Mei Lee out of Wrestle Club the voice of that company. And then second hour, we're going to have, just days before StarCast, Conrad Thompson with us. You might have seen him on the WWE Network as part of Something Else to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. He also is the co-host of What Happened When with Tony Schiavone, as well as 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff. Huge name in podcasting. He'll be joining us in a week from today. Super Fan Month. Wrapping up, we'll have Chris Sader with us, one of the biggest Hulk Hogan fans known to exist. We'll be talking with him. So tune in next week. Going to be huge for us. And we'll talk to you then.